Let me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Two arrests were made by Baltimore County Police on Friday in Towson. 24-year-old Jordan Kearney and 30-year-old Kendall Vaughn received multiple charges, including impersonating a police officer. Governor Wes Moore has released his administration's fiscal 2026 supplemental budget. The supplemental budget includes $360 million worth of additions and $117 million in reductions from the initial proposal. Included in the updated budget is $300 million in additional general fund appropriation for the Developmental Disabilities Administration. It also includes $9 million to manage an expected increase in unemployment insurance claims and help expedite the state's hiring of former federal employees. A lawsuit has been filed against the Maryland Department of Juvenile Services claiming that a former employee sexually abused children at the Charles Hickey School in Baltimore County. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Start you off this time around with some Maryland basketball. Terps in Ann Arbor tonight taking on the maize and blue of the Michigan Wolverines, ranked number 17 in the country. Terps need a win to enhance their bid for a top four seed in the NCAA tournament. The inside tandem of Julian Reese and Derek Queen have clicked, combining for 29 points and 18 rebounds per game. And head coach Kevin Willard says Queen owes Reese a debt of gratitude.
Jew has definitely helped Derek. You know, Derek is going to have to give him a huge present at the end of the year, because Jew is really, he taught him about physicality, taught him about how hard he has to play in this league.
Reese over 1,300 points in his career and on pace to join the great Len Elmore as the only players in Maryland history to reach 1,000 rebounds. Jackson Holliday feeling better about himself this spring after a rocky MLB debut in 2024. Four hits and 12 spring at-bats for the second baseman, who learned a valuable lesson from a year ago.
Obviously, last year didn't go the way that I wanted or the team wanted. I mean, definitely learning from failure is part of the game, and taking that away is a great experience and something that I'll definitely use going into this year.
O's on the road this afternoon in Fort Myers. They'll meet the Twins at 1:05. And finally, Brooks Koepka wants back in. After winning five majors, Koepka bolted the PGA for the LIV Tour, a four-year contract worth over $100 million. But that contract ends this year. Now, exactly how players return to the PGA from the LIV Tour has yet to be worked out. So I guess it's just more work for President Trump. Coming up in 30 minutes, did the price just go up for Derrick Henry? And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
At 9:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Rain, cooler weather on the way. Today we're dry and mild. 60 today. Showers and storms tomorrow, 62. Thursday's dry, cooler, 50 the high Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 58 degrees in Westminster, 61 in Easton, and 55 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Wednesday. Man, oh man, I was not joking on the Morning Drive tease. I have a packed show for you today. Poor Brian, the producer, had to make lots of cuts on some audio this morning. But that's because it's a great show. It's a great show. We're going to, of course, talk about President Trump and his speech last night. I do believe it was fantastic. I think it was probably one of the best speeches I've heard him give. You know, to be honest, I think it was. I think he did a great job delivering it. Obviously, some of it was on his teleprompter in front of him. I thought the Democrats really showed their true colors. And like I said, we're going to get into that in the first hour. Also, I saw Mayor Pete, former Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, was on the Late Show last night. Got some audio for you from that. In case you missed it, he is supposedly, allegedly, going to be running for Senate in Michigan. So we'll get into that. Also, the violence continues in Baltimore County, in Arundel County, Howard County. It's so interesting, isn't it? You got all this violence. Of course, there's still some violence in Baltimore City, but remember we used to see these kind of numbers in Baltimore City, and now these numbers are in surrounding counties. How did that happen? It's so shocking. I don't understand. We are going to get into it, though, because unfortunately, a 16-year-old, yes, 16, was gunned down in front of Lansdowne High School just yesterday, right after school ended. And if you have any kids in after-school programs or any kids that, you know, stay after school for any reason, I'm pretty sure that's not the phone call you want to receive. But we are going to talk about that in the next hour. Also, we're going to talk about Carroll County. The Sheriff DeWeese, who, you know what, a friend of mine, was so happy to get his endorsement in the second congressional district there last year. But he has made some comments that I'm sure are being heard all around the state of Maryland because he believes the juveniles, the juvenile crime, and everything surrounding DJS is a problem. And we've been talking about that for months at this point. And he also calls out Governor Wes Moore. So we're going to get into that. And then, of course, as I mentioned on the Morning Drive Tease, Stephen A. Smith laying the hammer down on Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg, and literally all of the panelists on The View. I do wonder sometimes why The View still follows me on X. I don't. One day I'm hoping that I'll get a direct message saying, you know, Kim, the ladies would like to invite you back. That's what I'm hoping. So I follow them too because I want my DMs to be wide open. I would love to join the panel one day. How fun would that be? Because, you know, when I was on The View, you know, it was still, everything was virtual, right? So I was on a Zoom call where, like, in the squares, like the Brady Bunch that's usually set up, you know. And it wasn't that great. But, you know, of course, I had my words for Joy then and even for Sunny. But I would love to be able to do that in person. I'm sure it gets your adrenaline rushing and it's just a lot of fun. But Whoopi Goldberg yesterday, she made a starking admission on The View. And so we'll get into that as well. Like I said, let's first roll right into President Trump and his fantastic address to the nation. To the world last night. I'm sure the whole world was watching. Like I said, the Democrats behaved quite poorly. Not all the Democrats showed up. You had Congressman Quayle Fume, who decided he was not going to show up. He said he was going on the Roland Martin show. That's what he posted on X. And believe it or not, he actually called into a radio show yesterday with a friend of mine by the name of Tori, because my friend Tori decided to call him out on air and said, I can't believe Mfume's not showing up to the address. He said that is weak and intellectually irresponsible. So once you know it, Congressman Kwaisi Mfume, he called into that show, and he was so upset. You could hear it in his voice. He said, how dare you? You know, but it is true. What he said, what Tori said was true. You know, you don't just not show up, okay? Because this isn't about you and your personal beliefs. When you become a representative, right, whether you're in the Maryland General Assembly, whether you're, you know, on Capitol Hill, when you are a representative, you represent other individuals. And when you're in the 7th District there, Congressman Kwaisi Mfume, you're representing 500,000 people. So unfortunately for you, you've got to make sure you use this mindset that it's not about you. I know you can't get past that. And I know that everything that you've shown in your career is that you do things that you want to do when you want to do them. And I will go ahead and reference when Congressman Kwaisi Mfume was in office back in the 80s and the early 90s. If you recall, he was a congressman in the same district, and there he, you know, was doing, you know, I guess you could call it a terrible job as he's doing now, right? Kind of like an empty suit, kind of like a placeholder. Just sits in the seat. Every once in a while, the camera will pan to him, and he'll talk about racism or something stupid. You know, so that's what he does. But here, when he was in Congress the first time around, there was all these rumblings of not so great behavior on his part. I won't get into the details, and I said this before, because I believe those details hurt mostly his wife and his kids. So that's why I don't ever get into the details on, you know, that whole situation. And a lot of those things are still just alleged. And I'm not going to throw that out there because I don't need to throw out his personal life and his personal behavior. Because at the same time, what he does in office is already just so appalling that I don't have to go any further. But he did. He had to leave the first time around because there were all these rumblings of things that he was doing as a congressman. He then goes to the NAACP, like literally just ups and quits. Just like, you know, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. People elected him in the seat. He just goes, yeah, I'm done. I'm out of here. You know, so he leaves the seat. And then you had Congressman, the late Congressman Elijah Cummings. He ended up taking that seat in a special election because he left in the middle of his term. He didn't even finish his term. That's how you know the allegations were bad, right? You don't even finish. Just like, oh, no, I'm done. I'm out of here. No, never mind. You can have this. You can have it. So, yeah, he ups and he leaves. Then he goes to get in trouble. Guess where? At the NAACP. Yes. Yes. They started talking about how some money was missing. This guy, talk about failing upwards. Congressman Kwaisi Mfume, I would like to give you the crown. You are the only one I know that has failed upwards time and time and time again. And it has not damaged your reputation at all. Not even in the least bit. Not even in the least bit. This guy has done so many different things. This is why when I ran in the 7th District in 2020, I thought, and I think I told you guys this before, I thought I was going to end up going against Maya Cummings, the widow of Elijah Cummings, because I thought there's no way in hell a Democrat would vote for Kwaisi Mfume looking at his background. There's just no way. And so, you know, my campaign manager, everybody's getting together. They're like, yo, I think it's going to be Kwaisi. And I'm like, there's no way. There's no way. Maya, at least she's competent. She's very articulate. She's a great public speaker. She's obviously the widow of the congressman that just held that seat. She's very involved and active in politics. She's involved in her community. Remember, she was the leader here at the Maryland Dems. I said, there's no way. I'm going against Maya Cummings. There's no way voters could be that silly. And then there you had it. And Mfume won the special election. And then he went on to win the general election right afterwards. And I thought, wow, that just tells you exactly what's going on, right? It's like they don't even care. They don't even care that he up and left them in the middle of his term the first time around, gets in trouble at the NAACP. And remember, this is a predominantly black community. And this NAACP, where their headquarters were, right in the district. Right in the district. You would think as the head of the NAACP, this guy would have made sure that you had a thriving district, whether it's in the economy, whether it's the education system, whether or not there's, you know, no crime and violence in the West Baltimore area. No, he didn't do any of those things. So he was a congressman there. Then he was the head of the NAACP right there. And now he's a congressman there again. And you still have West Baltimore and surrounding areas looking just like it did right after the riots, I guess right after the MLK riots, after the death of MLK, back in the 60s. It still looks exactly the same. Then you had the Freddie Gray riots in 2015. Still looks exactly the same. Here we are 10 years after that, 2025, and it still looks like an uncivilized hellhole. And this is the guy, their congressman decided not to attend Trump's address last night because of what? Because you didn't want to face what President Trump had to say? You didn't want to face the truth of what's been going on? Did you think, Congressman, that he was going to call you out specifically and say, hey, look, there's Infume. There's the guy that's been in some leadership position in West Baltimore that looks like an uncivilized hellhole, by the way. There's a guy sitting right there that's been in this position for about 30 years and has done absolutely nothing. Nothing at all about it. The worst schools in America are in his district. The highest crime rate, the homicide numbers, the non-fatal shootings, the armed carjackings, the armed robberies, the open-air drug markets, the entire thing, the drugs flowing in and out, all the illegal guns they're finding on the streets in the hands of juveniles, all of that in his district. And he didn't even have the testicles to show up last night. I pray to God one day I get the opportunity to speak to Congressman Kwesi Infume myself. And if anybody listening, if anybody knows him, please give him the number, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like, let him know where we're located. I would love, just come in studio if you like, sir. You know, he avoided me the entire time during our race. He couldn't debate me. We actually had billboard signs all around Baltimore talking about how he was too afraid to debate me. Just a girl. I'm just a girl. Right? Isn't that what they call me in your area there in Fume? I'm just a girl. I'm an airhead. I'm a bimbo. I don't know what I'm talking about. I've got no qualifications. She can't be in Congress. Why would you be scared to debate little old me? I've got nothing on you. Right? Right. Well, that's a guy that didn't show up last night. And unfortunately for him and so many Democrats, like even Congressman Glenn Ivey didn't even show up last night. The congressman in the 4th District here in the state of Maryland. I will give Johnny O credit this morning. At least he had the nerve to show up and listen to the address somewhat. But yeah, there are so many leaders, supposed leaders, that are really incompetent in their own districts. They didn't have the nerve to show up. There were even some that decided to walk out in the middle of the speech. You had Al Green, another congressman, thrown out right in the beginning of the speech. Ridiculous. We're going to get into all this. And I do want you guys to weigh in. Of course, it is Wednesday. So we got to get with our morning market flash. Tim Herr from RBC Wealth Management. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. Happy Wednesday. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Sounds good. Well, I wish I had, just some great news for the markets, but it seems like this focus surrounding the tariffs, Kim, has really come kind of front and center here the last couple of days. Markets were actually up at one point this morning, but now S&P 500 futures have kind of given up those early morning gains because of, Kim, again, tariff uncertainty. We also are seeing some weak jobs data weighing on sentiment. So currently, the Dow futures are down about 54 points. S&P 500 futures are off now about 5 points, and NASDAQ futures are up about 12.5 points. But futures right now, again, are somewhat flat or mixed. Two big developments, I think, that are in focus for today. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick flagged potential tariff rate relief for Canada and Mexico, and that's coming as soon as today here on Wednesday. In addition, European equities are rallying, and bonds, I think, are kind of hitting on the back of that whatever-it-takes moment in Germany, and we're agreeing to some substantial fiscal expansion for infrastructure and defense. So despite the bounce attempt, I think we're seeing some bearish talking points continuing to dominate the headlines. Again, Trump's comments to Congress revealing that there's no deviation from this whole full-throttle approach to tariffs. So there's more discussion about tariffs, I think, as an overhang on business and consumer sentiment. Trump did hail that, and I quote, reclaiming of the Panama Canal after BlackRock has now led an investment group deal to buy a stake. So he's hailed this deal, and I say he, I'm referring to U.S. President Donald Trump, of course, hailing this deal led by U.S. firm BlackRock to buy most of the 22 $5.8 billion ports business of Hong Kong conglomerate C.K. Hutchison, which includes assets, Kim, along the Panama Canal. So that's big news today. CrowdStrike is a company forecasting their first quarter revenue below estimates. CrowdStrike is, of course, a cybersecurity firm. So we have to kind of see how that's going to affect the overall market as well. So that's where we have it today for the morning market flash, Kim. We'll be back again tomorrow morning because Friday I'm actually traveling. So for your listeners, I can't do Friday morning, but I'll be back tomorrow morning here at around 9:20 a.m.
All right. We'll speak to you tomorrow. Thanks, Tim.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Sean Hannity Show.
We have to remember that Trump is the guy who ushered in the era of fake news.
They are the ones that peddled the phony news. The irony of all of it is none of these people have come to the realization yet that legacy media died. And it is dead, it is gone, it is buried.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Excuse me. All right. Look at me. I'm about to choke up here. I want to get right into Trump's fantastic address last night. Of course, I went on a tangent there because I you know what? And I never usually do. But the whole thing, you know, about Congresswoman Kwesi Fume, Brian, the producer's laughing at me right now. Okay, yes, I might rant every now and again. It's not that I never do. You know what? All right. Well, I never get to rant about Congressman Kwesi Fume because we don't talk about him often because he doesn't usually make any news because he doesn't actually do anything, okay? And so it was a great opportunity to bring up the fact that he has been the king of failing upwards his entire political career. The king. He was terrible on city council. He was terrible as the congressman in the 7th District in the 80s and 90s. He was terrible as the head of the NAACP where money went missing. And now he's terrible again back in Congress as he didn't even show up to hear President Trump address both sides of Congress. You know what? This is so crazy to me because he's probably going to win again. He'll continue to win in the seat over and over again. And when we were knocking doors in 2020 and we were going around areas in West Baltimore, I was like, it looks like I'm running against Congressman Kwesi Fume, Oh, you seem like a nice young girl, but we love Kwesi, you know? We love Kwesi. He used to be so handsome back in the day. And I was thinking, that must have been a long time ago, ma'am. I don't know nothing about that, but what I can say is he hasn't done much for the area. Is that correct? Have you seen any career opportunities here that have come your way since he was in Congress even the first time around? And they'll stand there and they'll just look at you and say, well, I am going to be voting for Kwesi. I'm like, wow, this is wild. But that's why I said he's never going to lose the seat, right? He'll be there until he wants to be there. And that's, again, what's just such a shame about what you're seeing in Baltimore. The voters do it to themselves. It's almost like they like the abuse. They're like, abuse me more. They're like into this, right? What do they call that? Is that like S&M or something like that? I don't know. But you know what I'm talking about. I'm going to go to the phone lines here. Of course, you can always weigh in. I see text messages coming in. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. Richard, all the way in North Carolina. Richard, I'm guessing you want to weigh in on Fume.
Oh, yes. Well, I think Trump did a fantastic job. It's disgusting the way the Democrats have been acting the last 20 years. They all stick together. But if you may, I mean, you know, he might be a nice guy, but when you look at his record, it's hard to believe he gets the votes that he gets. And you talked about the I lived in Parkville for umpteen years, the decaying part of the city. It's been the same way for 30 years. And HUD gives Baltimore hundreds of millions of dollars every year for housing. What happens?
Yeah, it goes missing.
What happens to all that money?
Yeah, we don't know. We have no idea, Richard. We have no idea.
We need those to do an audit.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right about that, Richard. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great rest of your week. And that's one of these issues, right? It's like, and this is what I was talking about. And it's not even just in Fubé in that area. Congressman Elijah Cummings, whether people want to talk about it or not, because he has passed away, but he did receive billions of dollars after the Freddie Gray riots in 2015 to build up that area of Penn North. If you've been to Penn North lately, you know exactly what I mean when I say it looks like hell. It looks like hell. The only thing they got in this Penn North corridor were these huge bus lanes, right? It used to be like the two-lane situation in some of those areas going down Pennsylvania Avenue. Or North Avenue, too, really. They took out the one lane and put a bunch of big old bus lanes, and then there's bike lanes. I've never in my life seen anybody riding a bike down North Avenue in West Baltimore. Where do you think they're going? Where do you think they're going on a bike? At North Avenue, Penn and North. And then if they go past it, where are they going to go? To Monroe? You heading over to Fulton? Right? And where are you going? To the vacant housing that's there? To where all the drug dealers are standing outside? Where they're literally showing the guns on their hips as they're standing there waiting for the next transaction? Yeah, that's what I want to ride my bike around. Yeah. God forbid there's a turf war and somebody pulls up, starts shooting. I mean, are you kidding me? But these are the results from the Democrats in Baltimore. And then when you point it out to people, they're like, you're a sellout. You're a traitor. How dare you? You like the Republicans. Trump is racist. And you just want to look at them and say, and you, ma'am, you are stupid. But you can't say these things, right? Because, you got to be somewhat politically correct if you want to end up in political office, right? So you can't say it. But in my mind, I'm thinking, I am certain you share an IQ with a chihuahua. I am certain about this. I can't confirm, but I am certain. All right, let's get into the Trump speech here. Of course, you know, he had some really great one-liners. And, you know, I think I said on the Morning Drive tease, you know, my favorite one-liner from last night was, you know, the people elected me to do a job, and now I'm doing the job, something like that. And I said, wow, that's it. That's it. You know, for me, that was a mic drop moment. If he would have just ended the speech right there and walked away, I would be like, yeah, this guy's got it. He's got it. You have Democrats that were so upset, you know, because after he says it, of course, you've got the shady cameramen, which I absolutely love. They're like, they're angling the camera around the room to see what the reaction is on some of the Democrats' faces. And you can see they were so upset. They were seething. They were sitting in their seats sulking. Some of them were like scrunched down. Some of them had their little bingo cards up, you know, that had little messages on them, like, you know, whatever, fascism, things like that. Meanwhile, somebody did a meme and said it looks like they're at Fogo de Chao and they want more steak. The whole thing was hilarious. All right, when we get back, we'll continue on this. And if you want to weigh in, please call me and let me know. How do you feel about Trump's address?
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. When it comes to ending the war in Ukraine, President Trump, in last night's speech to a joint session of Congress, says that both sides now indicate they're ready for peace talks. It was a wide-ranging speech, with Mr. Trump proclaiming America is back. The president defends his imposition of tariffs on China, Canada, and Mexico. Mr. Trump says reciprocal tariffs will take effect April 2nd. In his words, whatever they tariff us, we will tariff them. And he says that all it took to fix the border crisis was a new president, a president who would enforce federal law. Democrat heckling throughout Mr. Trump's address, one disruptive lawmaker standing up, shaking a walking stick and screaming, having to be removed from the chamber by the sergeant at arms. On Wall Street this morning, stocks opening the day mixed. More details, srnnews.com.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Ooh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Messenthorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time. Woo! powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Grayson Rodriguez takes the hill this afternoon at 105 in Fort Myers. Orioles and Twins, Rodriguez's second start of the spring, feeling pretty good after the lat strain from a year ago, talking about expectations for 2025.
I think they're high. I think it's going to be really fun. The clubhouse is excited. You know, I think we're ready to get after it, do a little bit better than what we did last year. The goal is World Series, so a lot of guys are excited.
Ravens news, did the price for Derrick Henry just go up? Eagles GM Howie Roseman announcing yesterday a 2-year, $41.2 million contract extension that makes Saquon Barkley the highest-paid running back in NFL history. The deal includes $36 million guaranteed. By contrast, Derrick Henry signed a 2-year, $16 million contract with the Ravens last year. Here's Ravens GM Eric DaCosta's philosophy.
Howie Roseman, great GM, went out and got Saquon, and they won a Super Bowl. And these are guys that touch the ball. These are guys that impact games. I think they're looked at as probably replaceable by some people. But if you've got a great one, if you've got a historic one, you can't replace those guys. They impact the game in many different ways, and they create nightmares for defenses.
So the Ravens have one of those. What's Eric going to do? By the way, Barkley outrushed Henry by only 84 yards last season, and Henry outscored Barkley by 3 rushing touchdowns. Coming up in 30 minutes, why Corbin Burns is in Arizona. And that is Stein on Sports.
Possibility of some rough weather tomorrow as that storm in the southern plains heads our way. Today, a dry day, 60 this afternoon. Warm overnight, mid to upper 40s. Breezy day tomorrow, showers off and on, some thunderstorms, gusty winds, heavy rain possible with those storms. 62 tomorrow. Thursday's dry and much cooler, 50 the high Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to betternestegg.com.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and coworkers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're talking about President Trump and his address last night to the world, not just the nation. I'm sure everyone was watching. It's crazy. It's like we finally have a real president, somebody that's really going to get the job done. And, of course, I got some audio here for you that I want to get into. But also, you can call in and weigh in, 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680. You can also text in. I got some texts here to read to you. And I want to really discuss this because I do believe that President Trump made a lot of comments about a lot of issues that many of you are speaking about at your kitchen table. First, he did talk about immigration. Well, I won't say first because I was kind of skipping around looking at some of the audio. But he did mention immigration and the southern border. Take a listen.
The media and our friends in the Democrat Party kept saying we needed new legislation. We must have legislation to secure the border. But it turned out that all we really needed was a new president.
And I love that because he's right. I mean, if you look at some of the numbers now at the southern border, and I know Bill McGoolin, is that his? No. No, that's not how you say his last name. Malugin. Yes, there you go. He's always at the border with Fox News. And he has been reporting how the numbers are way down. And not just when it comes to those that are, you know, trying to cross the southern border, but when it's those that are attempting to come towards the southern border. Apparently, now that President Trump is in office, there have been people just turning around and going back to their home countries because they know that President Trump is now in office. And so that's what he means by saying we just needed a new president. He's absolutely correct in all that. Now, of course, when the speech began, I did mention the Congressman Al Green. He was thrown out pretty much immediately. He gets up and he's heckling President Trump. And I will say, I like the fact that Speaker Mike Johnson, I like the fact that he stood up because, of course, for Trump, he's not going to stop giving his speech because there's a heckler. Right. It's like media training 101. If anyone starts to heckle you, if anybody says anything, you just keep speaking. You don't stop. You don't acknowledge them. And then someone on your team or someone in the room is supposed to address the heckler. And so Speaker Mike Johnson stood up and said, OK, either you guys have some decorum here in this room or you can leave. And I will make sure that you leave with assistance. And so that's what happened to Congressman Al Green. He stood up. And he starts heckling President Trump, and again, for no reason at this point, because the speech just began. And so then he was thrown out, okay? Another piece that a lot of people were looking at was that there was this young man named Daniel that was there, a cancer survivor. And if anyone has ever dealt with cancer or knows somebody that's dealt with cancer, it's something that you really, truly deal with your entire life. And you're constantly watching and making sure that you are in good health. And so here you have this young man. And he has on this police officer uniform. And when I first saw him, it kind of reminded me of my daughter, Olivia, because I know you guys are very well aware. She's 8 years old and she's, wanted to be a police officer since she's three. She's never wavered from that. She stands 10 toes down in that. She's like, look, I know I'm going to be a police officer. You know, am I going to end up going towards the Secret Service? You know, can I swim well enough to be a Navy SEAL? This is what my daughter thinks about at eight. So I saw this young man in this, police officer uniform. And I thought, wow, here he is, a cancer survivor, probably just like my little Olivia. And, of course, he gets recognition from President Trump for being there. And they make him an honorary Secret Service member. Because, again, like I said, if you know those that are dealing with cancer, it's something that they're always going to deal with, right? You never know what could happen. Of course, we want this young man to live forever, right? Well, anyways, he stands up. People are applauding. On the right. But on the left, they were not applauding. Not only were they not applauding, you had some members of Congress actually rolling their eyes as this young man was getting a shout out for the president. I thought, wait a minute. The president says that he's a cancer survivor. He is clearly a boy. And you are sitting there rolling your eyes at him. Oh, and I should mention, because this is what Democrats usually mention, he's black. I forgot about that. Sometimes I forget to throw race in it because that's what they like, right? It's a little black boy. And now he's this honorary Secret Service member. And I was thinking, wow, my daughter would have been screaming, crying, jumping up and down. And here you've got Democrats rolling their eyes. Rolling their eyes. I've got my friend Tom in Catonsville. Tom, you want to weigh in?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, Kim. It was a great speech. You know, it was long, but it kept my interest through the whole speech. He's really good at throwing in a few jabs, throwing in some humor. It was really good. Plus, the content was great. But the thing I think people should really take note of is once Mike Johnson established order in that house and threw Al Green out, That's when Trump was able to continue. He really shined from that point on. And people need to understand that's the same way it's going to work when it comes to sanctuary cities. You arrest one mayor, one governor, and send the message, and all the rest of them are going to roll over like a fat rat.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. That's why I was so happy when Speaker Johnson stood up. I mean, almost immediately. He did a great job getting order in that room, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Kim.
Yep. Thank you. I hope you have a great rest of your week. And like I said, that was, to me, I thought, wow, this looks good for Speaker Johnson. It really did. And like I said, you don't, when you're being heckled, you don't address the heckler yourself. I've seen situations where a speaker had to. You know what? I will say, President Barack Obama one time had to address a heckler himself. And I was shocked in that, because usually somebody else in the room, whether it's security, what have you, they usually address it. And he addressed it from the stage. Now, I will say that he did a good job. Because the heckler was going on and on and on. He involved the heckler into the conversation. I've seen Vivek Ramaswamy do something similar to that. But that's the last thing you want to do, because you don't want to be thrown off of your game, right? Because you're giving a speech to the entire world. The last thing you want to do is address a heckler while speaking to the world. So I thought he handled that well. I got a text here from Joe. Joe says, morning, Kim. Your morning market flash down for the umpteenth time since January 20th. Is all you need to hear about the state of our union and economy. Average Americans are suffering from Trump's failed policies. Respectfully, Joe from B-More. Joe, Joe, there's going to be some hiccups here along the way. He's been in office for, what is this, a little more than a month now? But you're gonna put the economy totally and squarely on Trump and not... Joe, I think you're trolling me. Are you trolling me? Because there's no way that you can believe that this is absolutely Trump's economy. How many years did we hear that it was Biden's economy and how great it was? And now you're telling me because Trump's been in office for a month, it's, you know, all gone down. That's just not the case. Now, will the tariffs have some uncertainty here? Will that affect our economy? Absolutely, Joe. Absolutely. But I think many people are kind of in the understanding, like, look, it's going to be a little painful here right now, but it's been painful here for, what, at least 5 or 6 years at this point. And so from there, you know, things will hopefully get better, as you're seeing manufacturing jobs are now coming back. So there's going to be a lot that you'll see, I'm sure, in the next 2 years that will be something that you can be proud of, Joe. Really, I promise you. I got Patty in Street. Hey, Patty, how are you?
I'm fine. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
I watched the entire speech of Trump. And I tell you what, I was totally appalled on how the Democrats in there acted towards our president that we elected, also along including how they disrespected the three families that were there that have lost their loved ones, and the little boy, the 13-year-old.
Yeah.
You know, I wish they had call-ins for this last night. These Democrats are acting like little elementary kids when it comes to President Trump, and not acting like they're representing the country. Anything that Trump would say, and yes, I agree, they rolled their eyes or they held up a little sign like they were in an auction, you know, must deals and, you know, lies of whatever Trump said. That's totally unacceptable by the people. And I hope and pray that the next election, that these people vote every single one of them Democrats out of office. Because if that had been a family member of them, they would have gone ballistics if Republicans had acted like that.
Yeah.
And God bless President Trump and the people of this country that put him back in D.C.
Yeah. Yep. I'm right there with you, Patty. Thank you so much. I hope you have
Thank
a great
you.
Week. Thank you. And you know what? That's a great point there, too, towards the end. You know, put him back in office. Remember, you know, and he talked about this last night, President Trump. He won all 7 swing states. He won the popular vote, and he could not have done that without independents and Democrats. It's just, you can't do it. The numbers are not there, right? As far as Republicans across this entire country, we are in the minority. So the fact that we have the White House, the Senate, and the House just tells you you had a lot of independents and Democrats fed up with what the Democrats were doing. Now, President Trump also mentioned how he had his political opponent in the White House that was basically trying to take him down through, you know, weaponizing the legal system. And he made a little snarky comment that I like when he says, how did that work out? Take a listen.
And we have ended weaponized government where, as an example, a sitting president is allowed to viciously prosecute his political opponent like me. How did that work out? Not too good. Not too good.
Yeah, that didn't work out very well. And then, of course, there were a lot of cases that were dropped as soon as President Trump won the Oval Office. I've got Ben in Owings Mills. Ben, good morning to you. You wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, good morning. Always get a chance to listen to you when I play hooky from work. So who...
Are you a federal worker, Ben?
No, I'm not. All right. I don't want to cause... I'm just a joke. I'm off today, but... I really feel bad for this country. It's like I'm losing a lot of confidence in this whole political system. I see the division politically in this country. I see it in both ways. I think that, you know, the Democrats, you know, they really... it was just unprofessional, and just their behavior just was concerning to me. But even worse was the president. I mean, his arrogance and his comments. I think he called someone Pocahontas, and they're doing things that you just don't expect from someone that's supposed to be like a world leader. Even with this kid, you know. Now, in my household, it's like, you know, why are they propping this kid up like this? Like, this is horrible what they're doing with this kid, right? So, and the father and the way he's holding him up and all stuff like that. So, it's different perspectives, right? But, and I know some people thought it was a great thing. I don't know where it fit into that address or how that fit into anything. But, you know, I don't know if that's something he had to do at that time. But that's how politics is. But I just feel like, you know, yeah, he won the election and everybody's gloating and everything like that, but this country is about to get hit with some very difficult times as a result of some of these decisions, this tariff. We're making enemies throughout the world, and we're not powerful enough to fight the world, you know. So I live here, so I have to hope that some of this stuff, that we can rebound from this, but I don't know why we should voluntarily send ourselves through these tough times in hopes that, you know, 2 years down the road, things will be better. And I think that's like his mantle with this, and I don't think that's something I'm confident in. So overall, I didn't like his address. I just think, you know, let everybody be presidential, be what you are, be mature. All this name calling and all this stuff, man, it's just sickening. I don't know how people can really sit through this and not feel that way. Whether you support the person or not, you don't always have to agree with their behavior. So this name calling and this mean spirited stuff, it's just too much.
All right, Ben. And you know what, Ben? I'm sure there's a lot of people that feel the same way you do, and I do believe that we are very polarized. I don't think an elected official is going to bring us together. I think it's going to take we the people, and that's why I'm glad that you're calling. I guess my question for you then would be, yes, we're taking these risks, and we don't know what, you know, 2 years from now is going to look like. And I would think, you know, when you hear the economists and, you know, those that have a business mindset, they're thinking, you know, things are going to be great as we're bringing jobs back to the country. But I guess my question for you is, you know, when we had even Biden for 4 years, and he wasn't growing the economy at all. Were you okay with that because he was a little more presidential about it?
No, for me personally, Bill Clinton years were the best years for me personally, financially.
Okay.
You know, I can't speak for anybody else.
Right, right.
And ever since he left office, it's been kind of a slow trajectory downwards in terms of just the growth has not reversed. It's kind of like reversed or been stagnant. So, I mean, I know we're looking at some difficult issues because, yes, during the Biden years, the trajectory was downward. But I'm hoping there's more to it than just these tariffs. You know, that's what he's focusing on. But, you know, there's more aspects to an economy the size of the United States in a global perspective. Like, okay, tariffs are fine, but, I mean, like, what can we do and how much can we endure the people on the lower end of the scale? How long can they endure, you know, spending, you know, 20-30% of their income on groceries? Like, how long, you know, what's the end game?
I see what you're saying, Ben, and I appreciate your call. I'm going to take a break here. I do appreciate your call. Thank you so much for calling in with your perspective. I guess I look at this and say, you know, with Biden, there was no light at the end of the tunnel. Kamala Harris would have meant to me another 4 years with no light at the end of the tunnel. With President Trump, I see the light. I'll discuss more when we get back.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And little Justin hitting back, announcing that he's going to, you know, put more tariffs. He already had tariffs on America. That he's going to put. Fine. Good luck to little Justin. They have a net population of 42 million. We've got 340 million. Who do you think's going to get hit harder in the end? And China? I don't care what China does. Their economy is tanking too. And over time, you will see, just like in the case of Zelensky, these countries are going to realize that there will be reciprocity, that what they do to us, we will do to them. We believe in free and fair trade. That means it's a two-way street. And America, the days of taking advantage of America are coming to an end.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Look, this country was founded on freedom. Freedom from a country that forced us to buy overpriced tea and then trying to blockade us when we dumped their tea into the ocean. How'd that work out? Well, it's time to throw your overpriced big wireless contract overboard as well. Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company, my cell phone company, says no to inflated prices. With a qualifying plan, you can choose an iPhone 14 or a Samsung Galaxy for $0. And yes, this is for premium service on America's most dependable 5G network. Get your iPhone 14, Samsung Galaxy, $0 qualifying plan by dialing #250. Say the keyword save now, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will make the switch in as little as 10 minutes. No hassle, no gimmicks, just honest to goodness wireless price right. #250, keyword save now, claim your new iPhone or Galaxy with a qualifying purchase from Pure Talk, which is America's wireless company. Visit puretalk.com for details.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Join Gil Kuda every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 for On the Money. Gil will take your calls on how to live a worry-free retirement with a rebroadcast Saturday mornings from 11 till noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The Rob Carson Show.
Wednesday of the show, I'll have the highlights of Trump's speech to Congress tonight. Must-see TV, plus whatever temper tantrums the Democrats try. Let's hope they don't show up at all.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, of course, we're talking about Trump's address just last night. Man, did the Democrats shoot themselves in the foot for the midterms? That's my question to you right now. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. You know, the way they acted and behaved last night, they just seemed so upset. And I actually posted during the speech, I said, Democrats in office, I should say, just don't just hate President Trump. Democrats in office hate America. Okay, the message has been received. Because as President Trump pointed out, no matter what he does and what he says, they just will not clap. Take a listen.
And once again, I look at the Democrats in front of me, and I realize there is absolutely nothing I can say to make them happy or to make them stand or smile or applaud. Nothing I can do. I could find a cure to the most devastating disease, a disease that would wipe out entire nations, or announce the answers to the greatest economy in history, or the stoppage of crime to the lowest levels ever recorded. And these people sitting right here will not clap, will not stand, and certainly will not cheer for these astronomical achievements. They won't do it, no matter what. Five times I've been up here. It's very sad, and it just shouldn't be this way.
And he's right about that. Barbara in Baltimore, have about a minute. How do you feel about the speech?
Hello, Kim?
Yep.
Oh, hey. I just wanted to know that I'm so happy that Bill Clinton, the man that had sex in the White House, is the best Democrat that's been in office. I think your previous caller said that's the standard. Bill Clinton,
yeah,
really give me a break. Give me a break. And he didn't call Pocahontas a name. Elizabeth Warren wasn't called a name when he called her Pocahontas. She claimed to be an Indian.
Yeah.
So that she could take advantage of the benefits that were for people that looked like that fool that called you.
Yeah.
She took benefits by being falsely taking on the role of an Indian. So
yeah.
Get it clear. President Trump's speech was probably one of the best ever.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
Democrats don't like about it, they were called out.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, Barbara. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Sorry, coming up against a break, but you were absolutely correct on that. Coming up next, we'll continue on this conversation. If you want to weigh in, call in or text in.
Looking for a natural way to boost energy, support your heart, and stay active as you age? It's time to try Rescue Orasine. This unique